City Manager Ron Carley says after interviewing the department's five deputy chiefs, it was clear from comments he received from those who had worked with Putney that he was the best candidate.
Here are some of the comments. He is a natural leader. He is committed to making positive changes in how we deal with diversity. He is the best in the world. Super, super good.
That was my mom.
That was Putney often showing a personable and humorous side. He says he's humbled by the promotion and does not plan to make major changes. A big challenge he faces in his first weeks as chief is the July 20th voluntary manslaughter trial of CMPD officer Randall Carrick, accused of shooting an unarmed African-American man 10 times at close range. Putney led the team that investigated Carrick. He says his officers will be prepared for what is expected to be a contentious trial.
We got to be empathetic, compassionate, but we also have to make sure people respect our city. It's good to protest, it's good to demonstrate, but you will not riot.
Putney received praise from city officials who say he has their full support. Community activists who have worked with Putney also applauded his promotion. Here's Central Carolina's Urban League president Patrick Graham and Corrine Mack, president of Charlotte's NAACP.
He knows this community very well and has been part of the leadership and the development of many of the strategic visions that the police department has had over the past decade. So I think this is a great match for the city.
He understands what the issues are. He's worked very diligently with Chief Monroe as well as the community to ensure that we had a safer community around all the police issues that we've had over the course of the last 18 months. And I think that it was the right decision.
Putney, a UNC Charlotte graduate, moved up through the ranks from a patrol officer to various training and supervisory positions. He will be officially sworn in on June 29th. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.